You might say know it.
Awful.
No. Just if you answered yes or no, know it.
Mm-hmm.
If I asked you if it was a nice day, you might say no, it.
Isn't.
Isn't. If you don't think that it's right for a person to do something, you might say he something that. He something do that. He
did not do it.
Yeah. Would you say he shouldn't do that?
Hmm?
Would you say he shouldn't do that?
He shouldn't, yeah, that's right.
If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, I something.
Try.
Okay. Would you finish this sentence for me? I slipped on the ice and I just barely managed to keep my balance. I something fell down.
I fell.
A penny. Is one what?
Hmm?
A penny is
one cent.
Okay. And a dime is what?
10 cents.
Okay. You've lived here, for 20 years in this house.
About 20 years.
You've lived here then, if you can put a word in here for me, you've lived here something 1950.
Hmm.
Okay. Would you say since 1950?
Yeah.
Would you say that for me?
1950.
I think that about covers all the questions that I have. If I haven't tired you out completely by this time.
You haven't tired me at all?
I haven't. See if there's anything else that I would just like to know about. Did you actually build this house yourself, or did you have someone else?
No, I had two partners, really.
Uh-huh. Did you have any brothers or sisters?
I had four brothers and three sisters.
My goodness, that was a big family.
Mm.
That was a big family. Are they still all living?
None of them.
And the place you were born was actually at Frederica?
At Frederica.
Is that where, near the fort, or is that
It's right in the yard where the fort was.
Oh, is that a fact?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, that's right in that location. In other words, at that time, there was a little settlement there then, was there?
Well, there wasn't anybody living there except that just up the road from us.
Oh.
Yes.
And
there weren't but 7 families on the island there.
At that time? Mm. Only 7 families?
7 families.
Oh, my.
Since Summer Beach, the old Isle of House there.
You really felt like you had the island to yourself at that time, didn't you?
Sure did.
My gosh. And then that little schoolhouse would have taken care of the children from those families.
Yes.
Uh-huh. When did that school no longer, when did it stop being in existence, do you know?
I couldn't tell you that.
Uh-huh. That must go back quite a ways, that little school.
It's just an old Negro house that my mother had bought, and they let the teachers in there.
Who was your teacher? Did they hire someone?
Miss Maida McG from Brunswick.
Oh, she came over from Brunswick to teach you?
She stayed lived at our house. She taught there for, I guess, 10 years.
Oh, my. And after that, did they get another teacher?
They moved to the schoolhouse then and had another teacher.
Uh-huh.
At least they called it Billis a schoolhouse.
Uh-huh. built a schoolhouse then after that? Mm-hmm. And did at that time then there must have just been a ferry going back and forth between here and Brunswick, huh? At that time there must have just been the ferry between here and Brunswick.
Yeah, a little steamer called the Hesse used to run from Brunswick to Deer Inn and stopped at Frederica.
I see. Did that happen, what, once a day? Did they stop once a day?
She'd come in the morning and go back in the afternoon.
Uh-huh. So if you missed that once a day, you were out of luck till next day, huh?
Yeah. My little lady only had her own boat to go back with.
Oh, yeah. How long would that take you by boat to go over? Do you have your
recall? In MD, it took us about 2 hours.
Gosh, oh my.
We'd go to the, what's it called, a back landing, where Doss lived.
Uh-huh. And now you zip over in a car in 20 minutes, or 10 minutes, actually. Yeah, everything has speeded up since those days. Well, I think that's all that I really am going to take from you here on tape.